Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. Its 20th edition runs March 1st to 21st in all communities across Canada. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Welcome to Rendezvous de la Francophonie Radio Show, the 20th anniversary edition, and your partner, West Vancouver District Community Radio in West Kelowna, British Columbia. I'm your host, Ross Morrison. Today's program, WDCR will be interviewing the acclaimed French-Canadian musical group, Vazzy, from Grand Forks, British Columbia. But first, RJ Smith with his guest, Jessica Mayer, the manager of a Kelowna French summer day camp for kids, sponsored by the Okanagan French Cultural Center.
Bienvenue à Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, ici RJ Smith qui l'appareille. J'ai une entrevue avec Jessica Mayer.
Allô?
Il est un coordinateur du camp été pour le société français Centre culturel francophone de l'Okanagan. Jessica, bienvenue à West Kelowna et Radio Communautaire de West Bank.
Merci beaucoup.
Bienvenue. Jessica, vous êtes une personne du Québec. Je pense que les cantons de l'Est, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, exactement. J'arrive tout juste de Sherbrooke.
De Sherbrooke. C'est intéressant parce que comme j'étais jeune, mon mère et père avaient une maison dans le pays près du Granby. Et Granby est dans le même quartier de Sherbrooke, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, environ à 45 minutes de Sherbrooke.
Guess what we did in Granby? We watched bears drinking from Coke bottles. What do you make of that?
Can you repeat?
Nous observons les ours, the bears, les ours qui buvaient le Coca-Cola.
Oui.
C'est intéressant, oui. And what's really sad was that the bears were in this hot, hot Quebec sun, as you know. It gets very hot in the c'était chaud dans le canton de l'Est dans l'été, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, mais pas aussi chaud qu'à Kelowna.
But it was really animal cruelty to see these young baby bears, you know, just suffocating in the hot sun with chains around their neck. It was not good to see. But anyhow, I have very good memories of the canton de l'Est. Sherbrooke, combien de personnes y a-t-il dans Sherbrooke?
Oh, je sais pas, mais ça serait à peu près approximativement la même grandeur que Kelowna, je dirais.
C'est la même population de Kelowna, n'est-ce pas?
Environ, oui.
Oui, oui. Qu'est-ce que tu faisais à Sherbrooke? Vous êtes une étudiante, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, je viens juste de terminer en décembre mon bac en kinésiologie.
Oui.
Là, je fais une spécialisation, je travaille en même temps, une spécialisation en exercice thérapeutique. Ça ressemble un peu à la physio pour aider les gens qui sont blessés. Je travaille beaucoup avec les enfants. C'est pour ça que j'ai été apportée ici à travailler aussi avec les enfants à Kelowna.
Intéressant. Dans le cas, après l'université, vous êtes obtenu un degré de kinésiologie, oui?
Oui, c'est terminé. Je l'ai reçu en décembre dernier.
Une baccalauréat ou un master's?
Baccalauréat.
Oh, félicitations.
Merci.
Maintenant, vous travaillez pour une camp d'été pour enfants et vous travaillez pour le centre culturel francophone de l'Okanagan. Chaque été, il y avait une camp ici à Kelowna. Et combien d'enfants avez-vous? Et il commençait deux semaines passées, oui?
Oui, dans le fond, ça varie à chaque semaine parce que les parents peuvent inscrire leur enfant à la semaine. On peut en avoir 7 comme on peut en avoir 15 aussi. C'est super intéressant de voir qu'il y a autant de familles qui veulent apprendre le français à leurs enfants puis vraiment les immerger là-dedans.
Oui, le camp est pour, je pense, près de 2 mois, n'est-ce pas? The length of the camp is approximately 7 weeks, right?
Right.
7 weeks, yeah.
Seven.
And it goes Monday through Friday, so it's basically a day camp, right?
Exactly, French summer day camp.
So Believe me, I have gone to camp as a participant. I've been an instructor of kids for many years. Si tu veux un instructeur dans le camp, you must be a very organized person. Are you organized? Are you a good organizing events? Planet.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I work a lot with kids, and I'm used to do it. And yeah, I'm the only one who's working there with the kids, so I do everything for the camp.
How many kids? Combien de personnes avez-vous?
This week, 7, because we want to start like slowly. But there is like at the last week of August, we have 15 kids.
So you have to prepare yourself and provide stimulating programs. Play is a big deal for kids. Jouer. Ils jouent, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah.
What do we learn by kids playing? How does that help them to become good adults?
I think, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like stimulate imagination. Like kids have to listen less to the TV and start like using imagination by themselves. And at the camp, they do a lot of things like science, art, and music, sport, and a lot of activity like cooking too. And just to stimulate, and they can find their self, what they love. So sometimes they discover like a new sport they like, or something, oh, I like to cook, or something like that. So it's very nice for them, and they learn French too.
Wow,
so that's great.
Do they get to learn any French cooking?
We start with something very simple today, like we do a cake in a mug.
Good for
you.
Just
know the term in French, and just to listen to French and do. It's like they do their own mug with the cake, and they are so proud after that. So they can eat it after, and it just. I want them to have fun and talk French and everything.
You're very good with kids. People have talked to me about this camp. Is this the first year that you're doing it, or avez-vous du expérience à l'autre centre?
Oui, ben, j'ai travaillé beaucoup avec les enfants. À Kelowna, c'est la première fois. Mais au Québec, j'ai travaillé dans des centres d'amusement, des camps de jour, des activités parascolaires dans les écoles et autres encore. dans les enfants.
C'est intéressant parce que vous êtes un instructeur de la langue, n'est-ce pas? Combien de temps est-ce qu'une jeune personne qui est anglaise, combien de temps avez-vous pour parler français?
Je suis juste certaine de votre question. Dans le fond, les enfants, ils parlent tout le temps français dans le camp. On veut vraiment qu'ils s'immergent dans cette langue-là. Le seul moment que je parle anglais, c'est pour répéter les consignes de sécurité, pour être sûr qu'ils ont bien compris. Mais je veux vraiment que ça soit juste en français, là. C'est ça que les parents recherchent.
Si une personne est petit jeune, une personne anglaise qui est petit jeune, il n'avait pas d'expérience avec la langue française, combien de semaines avez-vous pour il ou elle pour obtenir la langue?
Oh, c'est vraiment très relatif, mais un enfant apprend vraiment très vite. Et un enfant se pose beaucoup de questions, puis même, tu sais, dans le camp que j'ai moi, les enfants parlent pas tout à fait bien français, ils apprennent, puis je vois que les jeunes me disent « j'aime ça parler français », aujourd'hui ils me disaient ça « j'aime ça parler français ». Fait que comme ils ont envie d'apprendre, ils apprennent beaucoup plus vite, mais c'est différent pour chaque enfant.
Oh, intéressant. Jessica, Mel, merci beaucoup pour ton temps. Vous êtes un bon client aujourd'hui. Et I would like to thank you on behalf of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and all of our listeners out there. We're just very pleased to interview somebody from a day camp. The camp is a very viable business here in the Okanagan, isn't it true? The camp has a lot of good revenue opportunities, doesn't it? Like to make money or raise funds, right?
Yeah.
And it's a healthy activity, so we bless you with this, that you're taking young kids who would otherwise be very bored here in the Okanagan,
yeah.
and then making their lives more interesting. We the people of Kelowna and West Kelowna, thank you for that.
Ça me fait plaisir.
Oui, merci beaucoup, Uncle. Jessica, one last thing. After you do your camp this year, what are your future plans?
Oh, I have to finish school. I finish in December. And after, I don't know, but I would try to find a job to work with kids. Because I love it.
Well, good luck to you. Bonne chance. Et merci pour ton temps aujourd'hui. Jessica Mayer est le coordinateur du Camp Etsy pour le Centre culturel francophone de l'Okanagan. Ici RJ Smith. Madame Jessica, merci encore.
Merci à vous.
OK, bienvenue.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, RJ. You are listening to Rendez-vous de la Francophonie radio show from West Bank Community Radio in West Kelowna, BC, a special 20th anniversary edition. I'm your host, Ross Morrison. Coming up later in the show is an interview with the musical group Fozzy, but here now is a track from the latest album.
J'ai trouvé la caille
That was Chantou Lalouette by the French Canadian group Vazi on your community radio station and the Radio de la Francophonie radio network. Straight ahead, a special guest interview with Bryn Wilkin and Suzanne Leclerc, the duet behind the musical group Vazi.
Bienvenue à Radio Communautaire de West Bank, ici RJ Smith qui est l'appareil. Aujourd'hui, j'ai une entrevue avec le groupe musical Vazi. Vazi est deux personnes dans le band, Bryn Wilkin et Suzanne Leclerc. Monsieur Wilkin, bienvenue à Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
Merci.
Monsieur Wilkin, comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Ça va très bien.
Moi aussi.
Très bien. C'est fait beau, il y a le soleil, belle journée, c'est beau.
C'est très bien. Vous êtes un duo de Grand Forks, Colombie-Britannique, mais tu demeures et tu visites et tu travailles tout le Canada, 10 provinces, je pense. Qu'est-ce que tu penses du Colombie-Britannique? C'est une excellente place pour du mieux, n'est-ce pas?
Well, il y a des communautés francophones en Colombie-Britannique qui sont très fortes, puis il y a plein de réseaux qui sont très...
Mais c'est une bonne place pour avoir une famille, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, c'est une bonne place pour avoir une famille, oui. On a deux enfants, nous-mêmes.
Le groupe musical Vazi, that's a very interesting name for a band because in my limited French, I'm aware of an expression en français qui s'appelle Vazi. Is that a takeoff on the French expression or is it this completely different?
Yes, it is. It's a take on the French expression Vazi.
Which means?
Means let's go.
Let's go. Perfect. Bryn, tell us about how the musical group Vazi got started. How did you meet Suzanne Leclerc?
Well, we met many years ago and in the dark, deep woods of British Columbia.
Cool. When was that?
Oh, when was that? That was more than 35 years ago. 1980, to be precise.
Awesome. You are very versatile musicians by all account. You play mostly French folk music, but there's other genres that you play as well. Suzanne, I'd like to introduce you to the program. Suzanne Leclerc.
Oui, bonjour.
Oui, bonjour. Ça va bien, toi?
Oui, ça va bien. I'm doing very well. Beautiful day and just came back from a fiddle festival in the States of 8 days of playing with others. It was great fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much for your time. Suzanne, tell us about the band. You're extremely interesting people because I have interviewed a lot of musicians in my time. In fact, my brother is a former professional drummer. Yet, I've yet to meet people who have the acting skills and stage skills that you guys have, such as one interesting aspect about Vazi is that you actually do historical performances on stage whereby you try and educate the public, schools, and other auditoriums and other venues where they learn about what's called New France. New France was the very beginnings of Quebec society, much before Quebec. It was just around the time that Jacques Cartier founded Quebec.
Right. That was right after, and it was actually the beginning of Europeans in North America, La Nouvelle France, because it was the first colony established on a permanent basis.
Absolutely.
In Acadia, actually. So yeah, we do historical music in a sense because we play traditional songs and we like to play traditional tunes from the Acadian and Quebecois and French-Canadian repertoire. We also, to survive in French in BC, we work a lot in the schools with different programs like the one you said, Vazi New France, which is a show that explains a little bit the beginning of our country, and it introduces instruments, musical instruments that existed at the time. And it also tells a bit about how people live in that time, and it connects it to today also because traditions are alive and we still create music, we still create songs, we still create dances. And so it's not just historical, it's very much also of today, but it goes back a long ways. You're right on that.
Very interesting that you merge the entertainment aspect with the educational. And I've been been on your website, actually, and one school principal mentions actually on your side that after the performance that you did, and I'm not quite sure where that was, but the kids were just talking about your lovely presentation for hours and hours after the show. Does that make you gratified?
Of course, and we like working with young audiences too, because our area of expertise is in traditional music. So passing on our traditions, it works at all ages. So we have performance for adult public where it's just the duo playing music and explaining the songs and the instruments that we play. We also have performances that are more for schools, like the historical one. And we're very versatile. We also teach dances and songs and rhymes, and we do many things to keep the traditions alive and well.
Excellent. You're listening to Rendezvous de la Francophonie, and I have a special guest interview right now with the musical group Vassy, featuring Bryn Wilkin and Suzanne LeClaire. Bryn, just want to bring you back to the phone here. I know you're sharing a phone, so it's not ideal recording conditions, but Bryn, tell us how you got involved with this type of music, and what type of musical instruments do you play?
Well, at a young age, I actually went to France, and from England, where I was brought up mainly in England. I was born in Canada, and my family moved to England. And then I actually migrated over to France at a certain moment in my youth and lived there for 5 years and became a francophile, someone who, who loves French culture. And from there, I've been, ever since, been an attraction to me and a great interest.
I find that the way that France colonized Quebec through New France and then trying to build up the population, that was no easy trick. First of all, there was disease. The weather is certainly much colder than in France. And then the other aspect is that you had the First Nations people.
I would say initially they were actually very welcoming to the colony. It depended on which nation the Hurons or other nation, other First Nations, how they got along, because they did, they were actually fighting amongst themselves.
Historically, the First Nation and the French got along very well, especially the Acadian people. I'm Acadian, and all the Acadians pretty much that date of that era have First Nation blood dating back to that era, and without the help of the First Nations, we would have never survived and been able to settle and have prosperous colony. So I think maybe later on there was some problems with some of the nations, but as a whole, the First Nations were very welcoming to the French and very helpful, and actually intermarried a great deal, which made a lot of the early French people like me have First Nations and also European French blood.
Well, that's a very good point. The relationship is more or less required in order for the colony to work out and be successful. They had to develop a very good tie with First Nations people. And
they had to, yes. Because the French came onto their land, and actually it was more of an invasion than a colonization in a way.
Very good point. And your Acadian background is very interesting, because the Acadians and the people of New France, they shared common goals, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's one needed the other, in a way. The French had goods that were really appreciated by the First Nations people also. Various things, including, for instance, Jos Harp, who, a merchant in Quebec City in around 1680, had almost 700 of them in his inventory, because they were used in trade for furs, for favors, maybe for passage for on a river or whatever. They were used very much in trade. So really the culture
cultures are all connected together, and there's been times where the roads maybe take part, go apart for a bit, but they cross back, and it's still continuing today.
I really appreciate your email sending me four songs that come from, do they all come from the same album or different albums?
They all come from our last album, which is called En Passant, by the way, which actually was nominated for a Western Canadian Music Award as Francophone Album of the Year when it came out in 2015.
Excellent. That is a very proud achievement for any type of group. And, you know, we at Rendezvous de la Francophonie are very privileged to have you on today's show. You guys have earned a very interesting niche audience over the years. And if people want to check out your website, where can they go?
They can go to vazi.ca, and it spells www.vazi.ca. And there's all kinds of information there and ways to contact us. They can listen to our music streaming for free. And yes, we'd love to come anywhere in Canada or in the U.S. or worldwide to present our music, its roots, and its connection to the present and what it will be like in the future.
My musical guests today have been Bryn Welkin and Suzanne LeClaire. They make up the dynamic duo called Vasi. And you're hearing their interview here on West Bank Community Radio and Rendezvous de la Francophonie.
For RG Smith and all of us here at West Bank Community Radio, so long from West Kelowna, British Columbia. I'm Ross Morrison, saying goodbye and à la prochaine.
WDCR Community Radio. Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of the 20th Rendezvous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on les Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.